Rutgers professor, conservative media and GOP are existential threats to USA. By Tom Sikata on November 28, 2019. Rutgers University professor Catherine Lugg argued in a recent social media post that conservative media outlets like Fox News are an existential threat to the United States. According to a report by the College Fix, Rutgers University education professor has some very strong opinions about right-wing media outlets. Professor Catherine Lugg issued a series of tweets on November 22 in which she made the case that the United States is a crypto-fascist nightmare, due in part to conservative media outlets like Fox News. At this point, Fox is openly fascist. They and the GOP are existential threats to the USA, Lugg wrote in a tweet that was published on November 22. Lugg locked down her account after the tweet sparked a backlash. Users that do not follow an account prior to a decision for it to be locked are unable to view the locked account's tweets. But Lugg had more to say. She argued that the United States is a crypto-fascist republic and that Republican politicians have been paid off by Russian actors. "I have long argued that the U.S. has been a crypto-fascist republic," Lugg wrote in another tweet on November 22. "Given the Soviet purchase of the GOP and some members of the Dems, we are sliding towards the real thing." Lugg's faculty biography claims that she has a master's degree in flute performance and music education. Additionally, Lugg is celebrated by Rutgers for her advocacy for LGBT matters during her doctoral program at Pennsylvania State University. As an undergraduate student, Lugg studied music education at the Mansfield University, before going on to earn two master's degrees from Iowa's Drake University, in flute performance and music education respectively. It wasn't until pursuing her doctoral degree in educational theory and policy at the Pennsylvania State University that Lugg was inspired to enter her current area of research. Lugg, faced with adversity associated with the time's hostile social and political climate, remained dedicated to advancing the national dialogue surrounding queer matters in education and proved her resilience both as a scholar and young professional in higher education. Stay tuned to Breitbart News for more updates on this story.